לאחר שבדנו אחינו וחשבסינו והקראינו את מערכת היחסים בין ישראל לאבים ושמיים, often we've learned and we've internalized that we now understand who we are, we understand our value, we understand how choshev we are, we understand the nature of the relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then about Ketzad Chaim Bepul Api Marechazu. How do you live Lamaisa according to these foundations that we've now internalized, hopefully. Lamaisa, and continue to work on Chazer, because to internalize this is not just enough to read this once or twice, you have to do this as a lifetime's work. Lamaisa Yitzhak Avinu Lachash Shekibol Me'aviv Avram Es HaKorev HaYedir Shetar Liel. Yitzhak Avinu, after he received this Messiah, he received what we've been receiving from his father. Bana Yotzam Rechaz Keshazu V'Chayrafia. He built and created for himself a system of living, this kesher, this relationship, and he lived according to it. Yitzhak Avinu Amad Avoda, he's the Amad Avoda. Avram said he's Amad Achesed. Yitzhak is Amad Avoda. Ma'ava Semel Shel Tikshoret Hanivra Beboro. He built a system of communication with his creator, Inyan HaKabonos. That's the Inyan of Kabonos. If you'll see what that, where do the Kabonos, why Kabonos today? We don't have Kabonos. We have speech more, we have tefillah. Fascinating why that is. What's the connection between how does tefillah replace Kabonos? They seem to have absolutely nothing in kesher, in relation. But we'll see how that works. So in the Kabbalah, Shul Amad Avoda, Shoshu notes the Midos of Yitzchak. That's rooted in the Midos of Yitzchak. Sharehu Atzma Nekal Al Gabei Mizbeach V'Niskanish Lois Oile Tmima. He himself was a korban. He was oked on the Mizbeach, and he was Miskadish to be Oile Tmima, and he therefore was the archetype, the paradigm of the Avoda when it comes to Kabbalahs. His life is themed by a complete chain, an unbroken chain of dveikus, whatever that means, mesiras nefesh to Hashem, and a total bittul, total nullification of himself to Hashem. The reason why he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, Yitzhak wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Avram and Yitzhak, who could leave Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't allowed to. Not only could, they had to. Adam Shemit of Loa Yoichel Tes Eretz Yisrael, who are Yitzhak, Lo Yoichel Eli Parag Nipolton Shemelech. Yitzhak was so bothered to Hashem, he couldn't leave the palace. Vimakam HaShos HaShchina. He couldn't detach himself from the Shos HaShchina. He couldn't get up with Shiduchim. Eliezer had to go find him a Shiduch. We'll see that Yitzhak was very different to all the Avos. And obviously we can't live like Yitzchak, because we need Avram Yaakov as well. It's Chelek Gimel, we have to deal with it. It's marriage, children, chinuch. We're not isolated. Yitzchak also had to deal with those sugyas. But we're trying to understand and take for ourselves this aspect of Yitzchak, this unique aspect of Yitzchak, and then we'll blend it together with all the others. But first you have to isolate it and then understand it in isolation. Kach Amnam Lamedeinu Baal Ksava Kabbalah. The Baal Ksava Kabbalah in Breishis Chaf Hei says like this: Ki Yitzhak Yeisa Oile Tmima. Yitzhak was an Oile Tmima. He was a korban Oile. Shenizkadesh Bahar Moriah. Lo Shas Liboi V'Isko V'Olam Hazeh. He had no shaykhus to the workings of this world. V'Nitpalel Ba'Adar Rayon. Daven for children. Veiko Tol Doisov Hei Avodas Hashem Yisparach. His descendants, children, but there we're talking about his maisim, was a very sashim. That's why Eliezer had to go find him a zivug. He wasn't shaykh to this world bichlal. But gam kan lo habe li palel rak le kvartes ishtoy bilvad. He didn't daven too much. Daven for a while. When she was the one that mitamet, then she was the one that was davening for children. Ad kan de shoyna. So you see, now we have to say what it means. This doesn't sound like Yiddishkeit, by the way. This is not a derech essentially, but we'll see that that was a necessary part, and we need to have some part of this in our existence as well, while we're dealing with everything else. It's a gava is a dveikus because Baruch Hu in Pisgoso. He established the dveikus in a Kosh Baruch Hu at the epitome, the highest heights you can achieve. He withdraw the koach that we have from the serious nefesh, and we don't make in a kosh bochu, but the serious nefesh we draw from Yitzchak. Yitzchak also got it a bit from Avram, because Avram was better be nice and nefesh. He was shlichting, he was thrown into the kivshan ha'esh. So he got it from there, but the ikar void, the one who took this and built it into a malechet, was Yitzchak. Harayon shilevay is darke hayashim efshe be'emes letet lekodesh baruch hu v'kodesh baruch hu men shniten lo kivyochol im ken harei ani noisen les kol ha'sheli loivay afilu esnapshi ani toin lavore. Yitzchak Avinu said, if what my father taught me is true, which obviously it is, then and I can give something to Hashem, then I'm going to give Hashem everything I can, and I'm even myself, even my life. It means I have nothing. I'm holding back nothing from Hashem. Nothing at all. Even my life, I don't hold back from Hashem. You do me pi seifim v'svar shekoich mesiris nefesh gilu am Yisrael the race of loyrech shas loyrech kol shneis ha'historia. It's brought down in many places. We've seen this brought down many times, that the koyach that Klal Yisrael has had from mesiris nefesh through all the generations. Shol shev yisrael yonot v'maisa kedesh v'litzak avinu. The genetic core of that, the source of that, was in the Akedah. Was Yitzhak being prepared to give up his life in the Akedah? Why not by Avram, but Kishanesh is a story. We'll see. One other word said, yeah, that's another story why that's not the Makor, even though there's a Shoyrech there. We'll see. But it's brought down everywhere. We'll take that as a given for now, the shoresh of Jews through all the generations being prepared to be Moshe Nefesh. Chazal tiknu shebekol boiker nema shleish sidar yoshol brochus. Chazal the Masakim, that in the morning we say three orders of brochus. Berkas HaShachar, Berkas HaTorah, Berkas Kriyashma. There's Berkas HaShachar, then there's Berkas HaTorah, and then there's Berkas Kriyashma. Gimel Sidra Brochus Eidim Mekuvenes Neged Gimel Avos, and they align with the three Avos. Because the Shochem Mekuvenes Neged Avram Avinu, and Elohim Dim Lahakir Es Atzmi Kumo Kain Anu Mekirim Ad Kama Anu Chashub Nifna Boira. In the Because the Shochem, which is Avram Avinu, we learn to recognize ourselves and to recognize how important we are to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Because Asher Yotza Anu Magalim Ad Kama Haguf Shilanu Yairi Chashub Kodesh. In Berkas Asher Yotza, which is a brocha on the workings of your guf, even there we see it. And that's talking about the lowest thing that we have. That's talking about the guf. That's the celebration of the guf. We see our choshev and kodosh that is. Shei oimid lifne kisei kovod. Fish nusach ha-brocha lifne kisei kvadecha. We see that the workings of our guf are lifne kisei kovod. You know what you're going to do to get lifne kisei kovod? So you think, yeah, but Hashem understands that the Hashem is in the Kisei HaKavod. Well, the bracha is in your goof also up there in the Kisei HaKavod. That's a pella. The goof has what to offer you as well. It's even the goof. The Berkas HaKavod Hashem and Megalim Ki Atta Hashem Yibiki Bekol Regem Chayv Michayenu Choshu V'lifnei Hashem Yisparach. In a Lokai Neshama, which is a celebration of our Neshama, there we see a Kamei HaChoshev, is that Hashem Meshamer Bekib, Hashem himself, Kveri Atzma, he makes sure that the Meshamer stays in the booth so that it can do what it came here down to do. So there we see how HaChoshev our lives are. No one's going to ask the question, okay, so I'll ask it. Because we asked it many times, maybe everybody knows, that's why no one's asking it, but I doubt that's true. I'm sure that there are a few of you out there. I don't know, must have frightened people away yesterday, but there's a question you should be asking here, and that is who's making these two brachas? Who's celebrating the goof and who's celebrating the neshama? The goof's not celebrating the shaman, the shaman's not celebrating the goof. Who's saying Elokai neshama shenasata bi? Who's bi? That's the goof talking? No?
it's a ruach. It's a ruach.
That's because you've been to the Zvart for too long already. Of course. But what is the ruach? That doesn't answer my question.
It's a connection. It's pnimiot of the ben adam. It's chatzon. It's
who is the ben adam? One second. If that's the pnimiot of the ben adam, who's the ben adam? The ben adam is the neshama or the guf?
It's a combination.
It's a ruach. It's a chatzon. It's a chatzon. It's meant. The goof, it's a tool, and the neshama, perhaps also, I don't know.
It's you. It's actually you. That's who it is. It's what you made of your neshama and your
goof. It's also you see, because he's been hanging around me too long. In Achinami, in Yiddish, it's the mensch. It's the person. It's you. It's you. That's who you are. You. It's correct that the Ramchal calls it ruach. There's nefesh, which is the goof. There's neshama, which is the neshama. And then the combination. Yeah, that has to be articulated a bit more clearly, but I'm going to use that for now. It's a good working definition. The combination of those two things is that's me, and I make choices. It's actually, if you want to, Tesla calls it Bechira. They calls it you, meaning Bechira, because that's where you exist. You don't exist anywhere other than in Bechira. That's why Bechira is such a critically important subject. It's humongous, because it's really who you are. The things that aren't Bechira aren't really you. The Rambam says that the things you're born with and whatever, that's all what Hashem gave you. Those are kalim, tools, like you said. It's what you do with those tools that determines who you're going to be eventually. So if you're drawn off to your neshama and the spiritual aspirations, or you're drawn off to the good for the physical aspirations. So we kind of centered up between those two dynamics, and we make choices about which way we turn. Okay, fine. That's just on the side. We have to be aware of this. You make these brachas every day. You don't even know what we say. Important to remember, first of all, that your goof is lifnei kisei hakavod, so that's not just some light matter. And also, Hashem is mashama bekibe. Hashem has an interest in keeping me alive, meaning the ruach, the bechira, the me, the mensch, the person. Fine. Okay. Very good. Excellent. So, now, good just to refine it, because it is the important subject, is who am I? I mean, we don't know who we are anymore. Fine. We can't attend any more Yedin Yosefes. From here, we can learn another idea. למרות שאני לא מבין מדוע אני כה חושב ומה יש לקדוש ברוך הוא ממני ואני מעניק לו בחיים. True that we don't really understand why it is that I'm so important to Hashem and what Hashem wants from me, what do I provide him with in his life or with my life. בכל מקום אני יודע כי אם הוא משמר את הנשמה בקבר, if he's keeping me alive and he's keeping my neshama in my goof, which is not a simple thing by the way. Keeping the neshama in the goof is a proper miracle. Hare zu hochoche shani ma'anik lo ma'ashu be'etzem ha'uvda shani chai. Now you have to be very careful how you say this. This is mamish. This is one of those like we mentioned the other day, you know, the idea of bechira sugya, where you have to believe that what's being said is true, but you want to understand that. You can't understand what we give Hashem, because the uvda is he's not chas anything, he doesn't need anything, you can't give him anything. But in this marechet that he set up for us, we do to be a whole gift to him. So that's not so partial. You have to be careful how you think that and how you say that. And I'm just warning again, because it's a dangerous place to go, but it's true. He's like that. Although I just want to mention, somebody asked me the other day, and I forgot to bring this down. It's Ma'od Chashuv. We mentioned this. The subject we were talking about the other day on Yom Rishon, about understanding, not understanding, deal with subjects you can't understand. I just want to point out something that people make
a mistake. Glass 10:25.
When the Rambam says you can't understand Yediyah and Bechira, you can't understand that you have Bechira and Hashem knows everything. And Hashem knows now what you're going to do, so how could you do anything different? Yeah, but you know you have Bechira, but how can I have Bechira? Because Hashem knows exactly what I'm going to do now. Not even you before what I was going to do. Hashem knows now. Hashem's knowledge isn't past, present, future. It's all encompassing. So right now, when I'm about to go left and not right, I'm going left. Hashem knows I'm going left. So how could I go right? Fine. So that's a problem. But you know you have Bechira. You know Hashem knows everything. The Rambam said you can't understand that. That you must understand very carefully. And if you make a big mistake here, the Rambam's bringing that down to halacha. The Rambam didn't say this in a philosophical discourse. He wrote, I'm not able to understand this. And no, he wrote it down in the Yad HaChazaka. He brings it down in the Mishnah Torah, which is Halacha Sefer. But I was paskening, you can't understand this. If you now want to understand this and you think you've understood it, you're going against the Rambam. You're up against the psak of the Rambam that you can't understand it. You're not supposed to understand it. You're supposed to work with it. You're supposed to mitasek with it. You're supposed to play with it. You're supposed to be involved in it. The Rambam discusses it. And in the Shmarek Prochem, he discusses it more. But at the same time, the Rambam Pazalach, you can't understand it. That's the beauty of the subject. You can't understand it. But you have some shaykhs to it. So you mitasek with it, but you can't understand it. But that's a locha. Don't come think that the Rambam is telling you this, and I never understood it, but if you want to try, you can. No, the Rambam is telling you, psak halacha, you can't understand it. Finished. And if you think you understand it, so now you're holding with the Rambam. So, I was speaking to somebody from the Shia the other day about the subject, and I realized that it may be that it would be misunderstood. The subject, whatever. And you tell me that the Rabbit says you can't beset us, but when you understood the Rabbit, try and explain it to me, I'd be very grateful. Okay, fine. I'm back in Kufnun Tes. Sorry about that distraction. I just remembered that yesterday I really wanted to say something and I forgot. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for me and he takes care of all my needs. You go through the list of Berachos HaShachar. You'll see all the things he's doing. He's opening your eyes, he's giving you a begonim, he's giving you shoes, your belt, he's taking care of everything. Akol, he takes care of. It's a big celebration, Berachos HaShachar, a big celebration. There you go, in the article, see that she brings it down nicely, tells you each bracha celebrate, you know. In each detail, whatever, you go and sell those brachas properly, it's an enormous avodah in a chorus of Toivan and in Simcha. Because the Torah of the Yitzhak Avinu, Kavishin Ema, Titan Emes Le Yaakov, the Bekas of Torah that Yaakov says Titan Emes Le Yaakov and Emes El Torah. Because Kreshma Mukovenes Keneged Yitzhak Avinu Sherezu Mesiris Nefesh Al Yichud Hashem. And because Kreshma is Yitzhak Avinu, because Kreshma, the brachas of Kreshma, is all Mukhuvan towards Mesiris Nefesh. You see from here that every day a person needs a new chizuk to be matzliach in his mission, in his job that Hashem sent him out to do. He needs these chizuk in these three areas, and this is the three yesodos that we got from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And that's why you sang Berachos HaShachar, Berachos HaTorah, and the Berachos of Kriya Shema. By the way, the Berachos of Kriya Shema, very interesting. I don't know if I want to go into it now. No, it's a sidetrack. Another time, maybe, remind me to explain to you what those brachos are doing. They don't seem to have anything to do with Mesiris Nefesh. They don't seem to have anything to do with what we're going to be saying in Kriya Shema. The brachos are hachana for the thing. The bracha is there to focus you and to draw your attention to the thing you're about to be involved in, the mitzvah you're about to be involved in. So how does the brachas of Kriya Shema, how do they set you up for V'avtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'madecha, where you see that we celebrate the moon and the stars and the love we have for Torah, how is that a hachana for Avos HaTorah, for Avos Hashem? Okay, fine. If I was a shepherd, not I was a terror. So that's a good question. And the answer is quite nice. Maybe another time. I don't want to get distracted now. Yitzhak Avinu is Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, Chayisa Metsyosu Shal Yitzhak Avinu, or Bechayev, Wamnam Chay, Aval Yisilo Bechine, Shafar Otsalu Venachlo Fene Hashem, Al Gabi Mizbech. Yitzhak's name, by the way. Yitzhak's name means life in death. Mesiris Nefesh is in the etzim of his name. He was one of the three people who Hashem named. Hashem told Avram what to call him. His name is Yitzhak. Ketz Chai. Ketz is end, Chai. It means he dies, but he carries on living. And that's it. He gets off of the Mizbach and he carries on living, even though he died. We say that the ashes, the afer of Yitzhak is Munach in front of Hashem. That's what we say. In Slichas we say it, in other places we say Eifer Munach Lefano, the ashes of what ashes? There weren't any ashes. he didn't shecht him, he stopped him. Remember Hashem, he shechted the Ram, not Yitzhak. You're making a mistake here. What ashes? Ein Schum Metzius Atzmis, who Eifer. He's Eifer. He's no essence of his own. Gam Lachi Shiredit, Magabe Mizbeach, who Mesa Okura Gobot. Even though physically he got up and he got off the Mizbeach, but he stayed bound to that moment. He stayed his whole life after that. Was rooted in that moment. He was bound to that moment. Everything he did after that was aimed at one goal: how to be an Oyla Tmima constantly. Oyla Tmima. Tmima is pure and an Oyla all the time. Nothing else interfering. Nothing else distracting him from that. In other words, even though he got off the Mizbeach, he was still bound to that Mizbeach. So the person who goes to yeshiva and he learns very important lessons, then he leaves yeshiva, but he stays bound to the yeshiva. What the yeshiva produced in him, his munach there, hopefully it doesn't happen too often today, his munach there, and he's connected to it, and he's holding on to that all the time as he goes forward in life. Fine. Minarele is boinan keitzet nekudeze nogat lanu b'chai hayom yom. That's a good question, which we would have asked had he not asked it. Eventually somebody would have said, excuse me, that's very nice, and it's lovely, and it's wonderful, and I feel very proud to be a descendant of his, and to be part of this big family that had somebody like Yitzhak Avinu in that world. And it's enormous inspiration for me. But Lamaisa, what does it have to do with me? Tachlis. I'm not an Oilet Tmima, and I'm not, I can't live that kind of existence. I would love to, but I don't know if you can, if you don't know if it's allowed to be that. It's opposite to live like that today. אז סמה מה זה קשור אליי? ושם כך עלינו להעמיק בשתי סוגיות סמור פרס וחמור רויס, בעצם הם נחשורס לסוג יחס. To do that we have to learn two very very חושב and deep important subjects. Two סוגיות that we're going to have to learn in order to answer that question. הראשון היא חי אימון ובתוכן. The first one is, what is the life of אימון ובתוכן look like? It doesn't mean that you have your life and you carry on living your life, but you've got an imun and the tochen on the side. It's kind of like one of the tools in your bag. And everybody's got a bag of tools, and he's got a skill set, and one of the skills, one of the tools he has is imun and the tochen, but he has everything else. Now we have to see what it means to live a life of imun and the tochen, to be in a world where you're living with imun and the tochen. That's your first position. The sort of a tochen that the Remi he his batlis muchletis rotzim his orach and kafisha be'el akam v'achove. We'll see the way the different approaches to the tochen. We're going to have to go into this. We'll see the foundations, understanding through the fine first principles. We understand why there's so many different approaches to the tochen and which one's the most relevant to us today. We'll see it's a mahalach in Rashi that we'll deal with in Mitzvah Shem soon, and that's the total misbatlis of ourselves today. That's and we have to understand what it means as well. When you mizbatle yourself to Hashem, you don't become a nothing. That's not the word. If you mizbatle, you become a nothing. Who needs you? If mizbatle to Hashem means you mizbatle yourself, you become nothing, then Hashem doesn't need you. Hashem needs you to be everything and then be mizbatle. So you have to understand what mizbatle means. It's a very misunderstood subject in the world today. And we have to deal with it when we're dealing with the Imun and Betochen, the Klali, but specifically when we deal with Rashi's Imun and Betochen. Fine. When a person lives and he knows and he's living with it, internal life, that everything that's happening is from Hashem, the business deal that he did was so good, or the cake that he baked that came out so lovely, or the shir that he gave was so mutzlach, the wealth that he has, one of b'nei beis ha-mutzlachim, kol eilu lo bo lo mikach kushanoisov. None of that came because you're a very talented guy. Lola Chochem Lechem. You can be the cleverest businessman and have all the kishrenas or whatever. That's not why you have money. And because it says Lola Chochem Lechem. Sorry. Lo Peichavet Shem Yari Oisele Asachai Lazeh. That's the thing we have to get the furthest away from. There's nothing more the opposite of Yimun and Betochen than Peichavet Shem Yari Oisele Asachai Lazeh. And I call who? Miyad Hashem. It's all from Hashem. All from Hashem. There he mevatels himself. Once again, we see what that means. And that's called Mesiras Nefesh. Vashnia, the second subject which we have to deal with, which is very connected to the first one, but it's a subject we're going to spend a lot of time. It's a big, deep subject. And that's the subject of Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava. Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava, That's a major, major subject, very relevant. If it's not relevant now, when is it relevant? Mali katala kula, mali katala palga. As the Gemara says, what it makes if you kill somebody a little bit, you kill somebody a lot. There's different degrees of the Gemara in Baba Kama there, Daf Samach Hamad Aleph, which is about five daf ahead of the Gemara in Daf Samach that deals with coronavirus. So there it says, what does make a difference? You kill a person a little bit or a lot? It's all maki katala, it's all killing, yeah? Hayusurim nechshavim kemisa b'miktsas. These yusurim, I've mentioned this before. And on Shabbos, when you open the fridge and the light's still in there, and now you want to close the fridge, but you can't, and you leave the fridge open, so that's also mesiras nefesh. That's also a mini death. So hayim ma'od chashuvim. These yusurim that we have are ma'od important. Zechinu lichyayt v'dor shebar choyshech hasaret. We merit to live in the generation where darkness covers the land. Chavilin da amikin soivu b'matanu mekotzad. And we are surrounded, every square inch surrounding us is just one big bundle offering and yusurim. Kol eilu, kain bebechinas ham yusuris es hanefesh shelanu, bebechinas ki elecha horgonu kol ayoy. This is bechinas, what we say in the Tachanon, we say on Sheni v'chamishi, ki elecha horgonu kol ayoy. Because of you, we murdered every day, we get killed every day. Alayne leidmoit keitzad lemus oysa misa, Huta al Kiddush Hashem. We have to learn how to die those little deaths that we're dying, the Yisurim, which are, we're saying, are little mini Mesiras Nefeshes, or big Mesiras Nefeshes, but they're not the main Mesiras Nefesh. The main Mesiras Nefesh is easy, you die once and it's game over. Yeah, you have to be doing it all the time. It's a very difficult story, but that we have to learn how to do properly. Dani Rechlek Betoch Yisurim Laman Shemay Ba'ava. We have to know how to live within those Yisurim that we're doing that for Hashem Ba'ava, and it's Kulu Ava. So that's two sugyas we're going to be dealing with now. Perek Aleph will start now. We still have 1 or 2 minutes. Unless the Ola wants to stop now and ask questions or whatever. Otherwise, we can carry on. We can take the first tentative steps into Emunim B'tochet.
I have a question for the name of Yitzchak. We have also the notion of Tzchok in the future. So that means it's something.
Yeah, there's also life, there's also laughing, Tzoch is also laughing, yeah, we'll see, yeah, Nachinami. No, there's many parts to that name, all the Avos' names can be played around with, Nachinami, yeah. I was just pointing out the one of Kudo, because that's the subject we're dealing with, is the fact that even after he gets off the Akedah, he's still dead, but he's alive. That was the Kudo there. And that's true, that we're all up there, by the way. Where does our life really start? After you die. This life's not the real life. This is a temporary tachana station. Our lives only start when we die. That's also the chin of Yitzchak. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about in this world. But you'll see when you give up things, when you mevateh, that's when you really live it. When you're giving of yourself, that's when you really become alive. So okay, there's a lot to talk about. But you're right. There's a lot of different appreciations of Yitzchak's name in Achinami. Okay, fine. Ein Sofek, I'm on Kuf Samar Chai, Perek Aleph. Chai, Emunah B'Tochet. Doesn't get clearer than that what we're going to be dealing with. Maybe we should have to stop. Let's just read the first paragraph. We could say we started. In case Mashiach comes, you can only do what you started. We have to start learning Emunah B'Tochet. Ein Sofek, Yakesh Achai, Ati Abil, Tipoi, Zeki Mabura, Yiteh B'Chai, Emunah B'Tochet. There's no doubt that the living connection, the continual, uninterrupted Kesha, that we have with Hashem expresses itself through Emunah B'Tochet. Kefi Sheman Dizois Achazanish, Shemunah Yalocha Shel B'Tochet, Vila B'Tochet Hu Kiyum Halocha LaMaisa Shel Emunah. What's Emunah? What's B'Tochet? So the Chazanish, whatever different, he says the Emunah is the Halocha of B'Tochet. It's the theory. It's the Halocha behind it. The B'Tochet is the Kiyum LaMaisa of the Halocha of Emunah. That's the Maisa, the Imun is the theory, the Halacha behind it, and the Betochen is the Halacha Maisa, going out there and being about Eyach. That means feeling secure. Betochen is not a theory, Betochen is something that you have. You feel secure when you're a little kid, and you're very scared, and your father comes up and he's suddenly there, you feel relaxed. That's Betochen. Betochen means I feel secure. Okay, Bezat Hashem, we should start again on Bezat Hashem, and Yom Rishon, when Mashiach's come already, so then we've got it, so we can carry on. Okay, this is very choshev. This is nothing more important than what we're about to start doing now. And much confusion in the subject. We're going to take it slowly. We're going to build it. And we're going to come out, hopefully, with at least one ma'alach. There's many ma'alachim in the Tochen. and it's a very personal subject. You have to bring yourself to the party. That's why we first learn about who we are and what we are, because if you can learn the Tachan theoretically, you're in a lot of trouble. It's a very personal journey. Okay, Besada, so...
Thank you so much. Thank you.